The women lawyers who star in Lisa Scottolini's thrillers must pit themselves against hostile judges, murderous clients, and the daily dilemma of what to wear in the courtroom. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of Scottolini's new novel, Rough Justice.
John Grisham has spawned so many imitators, they could pack the Supreme Court 10 times over. But among this crowd of lawyer-writer half-breeds, Lisa Scottolini stands out because of the tightness of her plots and the gender of her attorney heroes. They're almost always women. Her latest novel, Rough Justice, is a giddy thriller. But to enjoy it, you have to suspend your disbelief about the one crucial event that sets the plot in motion. When Rough Justice opens, attorney Marta Richter is having a jailhouse chat with her client, Elliot Steer, a multimillionaire Philadelphia developer who shot a homeless man dead, allegedly in self-defense. Marta has mesmerized the courtroom on Steer's behalf, and the jury has just retired for the evening to deliberate the case. Everyone expects a not guilty verdict to be handed down within 24 hours. Then Marta hopes she and Steer can act on their mutual sexual attraction. Sparks flew every time their knees bumped under the defense table. Steer, however, squelches Marta's erotic fantasies when he abruptly confesses to her that he killed the homeless man in cold blood. "You're a murderer," she gasps. "No, I'm a problem solver," Steer retorts, explaining how, thanks to him, the city has one less piece of human flotsam to salvage. Steer then cockily reminds Marta that they've been speaking under the protection of attorney-client privilege. If she repeats their grisly conversation, she'll be disbarred. Now, what would you expect Marta to do when Steer launches into his homicidal boasting? Does she clap her hands to her ears and loudly begin reciting the 6-figure sum she's receiving for defending him? Or does she resolve to find incriminating evidence against him in the few hours she has left before the jury clears him? Well, if it's conceivable that Marv Albert is not going to write a book about his recent troubles, I guess it's also conceivable that a lawyer could place the abstract concept of justice above her own reputation and retainer. So go ahead, believe. Because if this far-fetched premise causes you to abandon Rough Justice, you'll miss out on a very clever thriller. Not since Ben Franklin launched his kite has Philadelphia been the scene of such electrifying suspense. In her 4 earlier books, Scottolini established a good track record for creating gutsy attorney heroines. Here, she presents a veritable chorus line of lady lawyers sporting personality problems and nerves of steel. Some young associates in an all-female law firm help Marta gather evidence against Steer, even as Philadelphia is being buried by what delirious weather people are calling the blizzard of the century. As all these lawyers stumble around the snowbound city chasing after clues, they're being hunted, in turn, by Steer's sadistic henchmen. It seems Steer has regretted his earlier boasting to Marta and has decided that the only good lawyer is a dead one. The ticking clock and the thickly falling snow ratchet up the tension here to deliciously excruciating levels. Through the device of the blizzard, Scottolini imbues Philadelphia and environs with the eerie attributes of a Gothic castle, where ghouls wait beyond every turn. There's even a frenetic race out to Steer's Victorian mansion on the Jersey shore, where snow, salt water, and blood mingle on the icy beach. For a bunch of paper pushers, these female attorneys sure can move, scaling snow piles, dodging bullets, and fighting off psychopaths with aplomb. They need to maintain that aerobic level till the very last frantic pages of this novel, when Steer's fate will be determined by the lawyer with the fleetest feet. If they keep up this pace, Scottolini's heroines will be giving Grisham's ambulance chasers a real run for their money.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Rough Justice by Lisa Scottolini.